AD 2 BCE, Assyrians deport 27,280 from northern Israel due to criminal money lending practices. 586 BCE, native Babylonians exile Judean elite and destroy first temple due to massive child sacrificing rituals being enacted within Babylonian temples. 135 CE, Hadrian bans them from Jerusalem after the Bar Kokhba revolt, which was a massive revolt against the government at the time funded by the corrupt activists spreading fallacious propagandized lies to emit chaos. 1182, Philip Augustus expels them from the French royal domain after a massive money lending scam was exposed, vampirically draining the nation's native men and women. 1290, Edward I expels all 16,000 anti-Christian sewer dwellers from England because of usury corruption, specifically targeting the warrior knight class into debt. 1306 and 1394, Philip IV and Charles VI expel them from France after a huge fiscal seizure was thwarted onto the French people from insider usury manipulation. 1421, Austria in Vienna, mass expulsion under Albert V when massive child sacrificing rituals were exposed on top of organized plans to put the nation's middle class into a crippling debt. 1492, Spain. Alhambra decree expels 40,000 small hats after massive blasphemy against Jesus Christ was publicly exposed, including the mass targeting of Christian boys from working class families for blood libel trafficking. 1497, Portugal forces mass expulsion after desecration of their holiest Catholic reliquaries and meeting places were caught red-handed by the same usual suspects. 1670, Leopold I expels them from Vienna and Austria after illegal money lending practices and consistent plots to corrupt the youth were exposed. Between the 1948 to 1970s, apparently 850,000 reported expelled to flee Arab countries after World War II from Iraq, Egypt, Yemen, Libya, Syria, etc. via programs and asset seizures. And I'm not including several hundreds of smaller city-state expulsions that occurred all across Germany, Italy, and Eastern Europe, and notice the changing names to fit the cultural context and language syntax at that time, whether they call themselves Israelites, Judeans, Pharisees, Ashkenazim, Sephardim, Mizrahim, whatever it is. It's like that previous video I made. It doesn't matter if they call themselves Baal, Moloch, Cronus, or Saturn. It's the rabbinical of today that have taken shape and form as the same Satanists of the past 109 times over. So I excluded a lot, but with that being said, this video will be an unvarnished chronicle that the so-called polite and academically handheld historians never dare to deliver with open honesty. The history of the chosen people who cannot be named as the archetype of the diaspora nation, a people scattered, renamed, restricted, resented, and repeatedly expelled, not because of some insane Gentile jealousy that they always repeatedly claim, but because of the concrete recurring frictions that arose when their religious practices of segregation, economic backstabbery, financial usury, defilement of the youth, and supremacism collided with the host societies that they inhabited. And to be perfectly clear, this is not sympathy nor condemnation, not conspiracy. I just want to make a video with plain records of events drawn from primary chronicles, royal edicts, ecclesiastical decrees, and modern scholarly consensus from their own sources, by the way, written by them. We will trace it from the ancient kingdoms through the Pharisee to rabbinic transformation, the medieval expulsions, and into the modern era, naming the practices that host cultures repeatedly found intolerable before their expulsions occurred. So I ask you to first listen to this whole video, and then at the end of it, you tell me whether it was wrong or right. You tell me if it was fair or not. So, according to the Talmud, Jesus Christ was a dark magician that is rightfully burning in an ocean of excrement and sperm, and that the rabbis of today rightfully despise him, no different than the Pharisees who demanded his crucifixion, and that he barked onto this vocation of being an evil sorcerer because he got his heart broken during his adolescence. And this is straight from the horse's mouth here. In Gittin 57a, 3-4, Onkelos then went and raised Jesus the Nazarene from the grave through necromancy. What is the punishment of that man? A euphemism for Jesus himself in the next world. Jesus said to him, he is punished with boiling excrement. Sota 47a, verse 14. Jesus went and set up a brick and worshipped it as an idol. He caused the masses to sin. Jesus the Nazarene performed sorcery and he incited the masses and subverted the masses and caused the people to sin. Sanhedrin 43a, verse 20. On Passover Eve, They hung the corpse of Jesus the Nazarene after they killed him by the way of stoning, because he practiced sorcery, incited people to idol worship, and led the people astray. Shabbat 104b, verse 5. Didn't the infamous Ben Stada take magic spells out of Egypt? His mother's husband, who acted as his father, was named Stada. But the one who had relations with his mother and fathered him was named Pandaria. His mother, Miriam. This one strayed from her husband. In the Talmud, Jesus was conceived through adultery by his mother Mary, who was a whore, and a Roman soldier named Pantera. It says that he practiced Egyptian sorcery, idolatry, and was a fool that deserved to die. The Talmud says that God gave the not only the power to overcome the ways of the world, but the power to overcome God himself. The Talmud also states that Adam from the Garden of Eden was a transgender man who displayed both male and female characteristics, and that Eve had bestiality sex with the serpent. But I guess we shouldn't be surprised, because Jesus Christ came to liberate all people, and we all know how they feel about non-. Let's pull this up. The souls of non- come from impure spirits and are called pigs. Jalkut Ribeni, Gadal 12b. Even though God created the non-, they are still animals in human form. It is not becoming for a to be served by an animal. Therefore, he will be served by animals in human form. Midrash Talpiyot 255. And because the Talmud is a collection of 2,711 double-sided pages of exhaustive double-talking and an endless justification of universal entitlement, I'm reading from mainline sources that they own. Because one finds not mere footnotes about Jesus here, but thunderous repudiations of the man from Nazareth, labeled upon as the sorcerer Yeshua, who dared to elevate himself as a child of God while leading the children of Abraham into the abyss of idolatry, as it is written in passages like Sanhedrin 43a. And rabbis meticulously record how on the eve of Passover, the one that they call the deceiver was justly stoned and hanged, not even crucified, after a herald cried forth for 40 days seeking any defense for his crimes for practicing sorcery, which were just miracles to help the people, enticing Israel to apostasy and mocking the sacred words of the Torah, and that his words and actions were those of a false prophet whose very existence embodied the shameless betrayal of their one true God, who demands exclusive worshiping and child sacrifice without the profane insertion of this proclaimed nuisance crucified carpenter as a divine intermediary. Change only comes through spiritual awakening, repentance, and the unyielding light of Christ, never through the darkness of force or retaliation and stooping down to the level of the degenerates who call themselves the elite. And just to make this 100% transparent, I've already sent this to my lawyer, and he told me that this is a trap. So nice try, Mr. Rabbi. He knows that if I mention your name, then you can use this against me. But so long as you keep me censored, you can go fuck yourself. And I've dealt with litigation in the past, and more than likely, as usual, this is just another bullshit scare tactic from a cabal of blatant racists who will abruptly reach the end of a brick wall because this is all clearly covered under free speech. I never mention anyone specific. I'll just send this to my lawyers and they'll wipe their asses with it, as I've gotten similar threats towards litigation too many times to count now. But what makes this case in particular telling is that this letter is being sent on behalf of a triggered rabbi to scare me into stop making videos. And Shlomo over here clearly doesn't know that I don't give a fuck and have already dealt with relentless censorship, blackballing, debanking, assets frozen, repeated platform bans numbering in the dozens across every major digital arena, shadow banning that chokes my voice on X even if my account does persist. It's insanely shadow banned. There's no reach. An Instagram account that has been hacked that stole years of hard work as a seventh account and artistic testimony only for Meta to ignore the multiple submissions on his hack status. Multiple swattings that turned my home into a battlefield of fear orchestrated by ideological radicals, and the soul-crushing reality of having to restart my life and career over and over and over again simply for daring to paint and speak towards Christ and proclaim the unvarnished truth as an independently vocal fine artist. Like, I'm actually not that dangerous.